Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Karp, he works for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he covers the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And some of you may even say, who, if you're not a hardcore hockey fan? But the Golden Knights find themselves in the chase for Lord Stanley's Cups, and it's the improbable. Steve, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not a hockey fan in the sense of I'm hardcore. I mean, I'll watch it, but I'm not one of those, you know, freak out, I've got to sit down and watch it type of people. But this has captured my attention and my thought. I mean, I would imagine that you have an entire nation at this point of fans now following your column to find out about the Golden Knights and to find out more about this team. This is unbelievable.
It's a pretty remarkable story, to be honest with you. No one expected it. I thought they'd win 29 games, miss the playoffs, maybe get a pretty good draft pick, maybe have a shot at the number one, but it's kind of gone the opposite way. They're in the finals. They've had a record season. They don't have a first-round draft pick, and their focus is winning four more games and creating the ultimate history.
So you got the Capitals and the Golden Knights now, and there's all the talk about Ovechkin, the goalie, and about guys that have scored against him, and you know you can get into that whole discussion. But do the Golden Knights in this whole scenario, everybody's counting them out, so you don't want to say do they have a shot, because of course they do. How strong a shot is it? I guess
they're the favorites to win the cup in the sports books here in Vegas.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, I don't know if that's home cooking or what, but. Because I don't bet, but I can tell you this. They beat Washington both times they played each other this year. 3-0 at home, 4-3 in D.C. They can beat this team. And I think they are going to beat this team.
With a semi, more a visitor base than I guess a city base of hardcore fans, how has that, I mean, is that city like on its ear now? Everybody buying up, Golden Knight stuff?
I got to tell you, there's a misconception going out nationally that the fans that came to these games were from other cities. They had 14,000 season ticket holders, and only maybe a few times all year did you see the visiting fans come into the building and make an impact. Edmonton was one. Toronto was one. The Rangers were one. But even when Pittsburgh came in the first time, as much as they may have been rooting for the Penguins, they were also rooting for Marc-Andre Fleury. So this fan base has been there from day one. It is growing exponentially with every day. I mean, they get 1,000 people to come out to watch practice. I don't think that happens anywhere else in the NHL. And everywhere you go in town, you see people wearing Golden Knights jerseys, Golden Knights hats, Golden Knights t-shirts. It's just a remarkable marriage between the city and its hockey team.
I don't think they're ever going to go bankrupt, but let's be honest, for all of those that put down a few thousand bucks at 500-1 on some of this stuff, how bad is that going to hurt casinos, if at all?
You know what? I think they'll take the hit on this in a goodwill gesture kind of way. They'll get a lot of publicity for it, and I think what you'll see is other people coming in the future and making these future book bets on other NHL teams. At long odds. I mean, some of the places are definitely exposed on the Knights, but I think for a one-shot deal, they'll bite the bullet, and certainly nobody's closing their doors if the Knights win the Cup.
Here's the other question I have for you, and this is kind of off-topic, so to speak, but who's going to be more accepted out there now? Is it the Golden Knights or the incoming Oakland, Las Vegas Raiders?
Yeah, that's a fair question, I think that the answer is pretty simple. I think the Raiders are going to have to develop a fan base in Las Vegas among Las Vegans, whereas the Golden Knights have already got that established. They were the first team to come here. They were the first team to show interest in the city, and I think they will always be remembered for that, even when they hit hard times. I think the people won't forget that the NHL took a chance on the city, especially when it had no Major League Pro Sports. And this thing has really worked. And I think Gary Bettman deserves a lot of credit, the commissioner of the NHL, who really believed in this market when people were saying, no way it works. And what are you doing? It's crazy. And it's worked beyond anyone's imagination.
I know there's a lot of sentimentality for Alex Ovechkin in this one. He finally gets to the Stanley Cup after so many years, and they ended up beating the Tampa Bay Lightning. So there's going to be that sentimentality there. But when it comes down to it, there's matchups. So what are the matchups we're going to be looking for in this upcoming series?
Well, you know, let's start with Ovechkin, because Nate Schmidt, the Golden Knights defenseman, was on the ice every time Ovechkin was when the two teams played each other in both games. Ovechkin had a total of 4 shots on goal in 2 games, didn't score, didn't make it, have an assist. So that's a big one right there. The Capitals are going to want to try to shut down the Knights' top line of William Karlsson, Jonathan Marchessault, and Riley Smith, who have been their big guns all year, and try to keep them off the score sheet. And I think you'll see Barry Trotz, the Capitals coach, look to use a defensive line, maybe Jay Beagle's line, to accomplish that, whereas Gerard Gallant's not a big mix-and-match guy. He'll just throw his guys over the boards, and whoever's out there, they just go play. And obviously the goaltending's going to be huge. You know, Fleury's been playing out of his mind. He's playing his best hockey, but Braden Holtby has played really well with each series, and he's coming off back-to-back shutouts at Tampa Bay, so his confidence is really high coming into the finals. And so now you're going to have 2 hot goaltenders going head-to-head. So I think that's a very interesting matchup to watch.
It is going to be fantastic. And you're talking about a city that knows how to put on a show. So yeah. Anything special in the works? So we're talking fireworks outside, fireworks inside. I mean, I'm looking forward as much to the game as I am the show around the game when you talk about Vegas.
Yeah, no, it's going to be crazy here. Believe me. You know, Monday, they have this area right outside the Arena called Toshiba Plaza, which is a gathering place for fans, and it was built specifically for this very reason, a place where you can congregate before games, have a beer, involve yourself with activities, entertainment and music and all sorts of stuff outside. And then inside the pregame show, which they've done a great job, by the way, all year, with kind of like a medieval theme to it with a knight mascot and stuff like that, you're going to see a lot of that. The pyrotechnics and things like that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a great show outside, and it's going to be a great show inside, and I'm expecting a really, really competitive, good series on the ice between these two teams.
Hey, real quick, one thing. Injury-wise, I know the Capitals, was it Orpik? He ended up getting taken from the ice on that hit from behind against Tampa Bay the other day. He going to play in this series?
Unless he's dead, he's playing.
Okay.
these guys are tough guys, man. They, you know the old Warren Zevon line, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
these guys have all summer to heal up. They're playing in the cup. Unless if they're breathing, they're playing.
There you have it.
I expect everybody on both teams to have their guys now, whether they're 100% or not, that's a whole other story. But trust me, Brooks Orpik's playing.
I will count on Brooks. I just wanted to make sure that he wasn't in any kind of a concussion protocol. That's all.
Because
I know he hurt more of his back than he did his head. But
yeah, I mean, unless the NHL says he can't play, then I would expect him to be out there.
Okay, very solid defenseman, and that would be a loss if they ended up losing in Washington. Great stuff, Steve. We got to get you on more, and we'll talk to you as soon as you got to that crazy owner and the Davis family moving in. Okay.
There you go. Thanks
all right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Steve Karp, Las Vegas Golden Knights beat writer, Las Vegas Review Journal, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they're beginning to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.